Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Again, it's Linda Ockhorn, Jenna here, SBCN co-founder, and tonight it's another SBCN Small Biz podcast with one of our experts, Peter Pillock. Hello, Peter. It's lovely to see you again.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here as always. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying these wonderful, wonderful tips and ideas and stories that our experts are sharing with us. So what have you got for us today, Peter?
So last time we talked about AI. You were asking me about how we use AI. So I thought we could talk about that today, if that's all right.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much.
So we, in our field, accounting, there is an awful lot to remember and learn. So AI is a tool that we use quite a bit in our small firm, just myself and my wife. We use it a lot for research and for fine-tuning things. And I was mentioning, actually, at the SBCN meeting last night, someone asked the question, because we're a small firm, we don't have the luxury of passing our work on to three other people in the firm. So a lot of times we use AI to help us verify our work. And in some cases, it catches things we didn't flesh out enough or the like. So we use it to help us with research for clients, and we use it to help us with our posts. So it proofreads our posts for LinkedIn, and my LinkedIn posts have been pretty successful. I write the post and then I use AI to help me clean it up. Wow. And when I need some graphics, I use the AI to create some graphics for me. And then also when I need a quick template made for something, it usually where I start. So it saves me time.
Wow. So you're an accounting organization, right? An accounting company?
Oh, yes. I should have started there.
No, it's fine. Honestly, I love the way how you're so natural and you want to get into the topic. It's absolutely wonderful. Do you use it for accounting purposes, like for anything to do with the financial part of it?
Yeah. So yes, but I have to qualify it. So one of the things that AI is really good at is following rules.
Oh.
Accounting, by bookkeeping in particular, the bookkeeping side of accounting, is rules based. In other words, a gas receipt gets posted to this account, and an inventory purchase will get posted to a different account. And accountants and bookkeepers have been using software that learns from what we've done in the past to help us with current and future posting of transactions. So we use it extensively in our firm to help us in that way in particular, and most bookkeeping firms and accounting firms are using the same types of technology. It's not 100% perfect, and that's why we still exist, but it cuts time down by 80% in many cases. So
that's amazing. So I guess what you're saying is trust, verify, use AI in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
What do you think you will be using AI for in the future? Have you not thought of it that far? You know, I know you're using it now for certain things. Will it go even further?
Yes. So a lot of the influencers, accounting influencers that I follow and that I interact with, I have all said the same thing. They all said that AI will not replace accountants. AI will replace accountants that don't use AI.
Oh,
So
that's funny.
So we basically scratched the surface of what AI is going to allow us to do. We offer a lot of advisory services. So we look at your numbers and then we make a plan based on the numbers. Could be you're paying too much on inventory or your staffing is too high, things like that. So we'll use AI. We'll tell AI, for example, hey, keep an eye on the labor costs of this restaurant, for example. Wow. And if it gets to 20%, give me a message. So it'll automate those things. Because if labor is fine, there's no need for me to check it. So I don't have to check it. But if it gets to a certain level and then it says, and then it tells me now I need to look at it. So it's doing all the grunt work. That's where I see the future for us, more of watching.
So do you have your own AI software, or are you using one of the ones that everybody else uses? Because I'm not really into AI. You understand it more than I do.
So we use my wife, who's my partner, as I mentioned, she uses ChatGPT, and I alternate between Gemini, which is from Google, and Copilot, which is from Microsoft, because I found certain things are better with Gemini and certain things are better with Copilot. So for example, my experience has shown me that Copilot allows Microsoft Copilot is a little bit more creative when it comes to my LinkedIn posts. It understands my language. By now I've used it for probably 100 posts. So it understands my language and has made some good suggestions. Now, saying that, if my post is very technical, Gemini will do a better job. Google Gemini seems to be a little more technical.
That's good to know. Do you have to pay for these services?
So currently everyone's pretty much giving you a taste for free.
Nice.
it's no different than... I don't want to make a comparison, but the first one's free. We all know what comparison we can make. So currently, Copilot, we're not using the premium version, but we have a subscription for Google Workspace, which includes the pro version of Gemini. So we are technically, I suppose, paying for better AI.
Yeah. So I guess that's a lot of advice on why you're using AI, how much it could cost now, maybe free. And do you think the cost is going to go up in the future? Do you think people will start saying you need a subscription for a year, that kind of thing?
So if we take a look at the history of things on the like Google on the internet, what we've seen is you become... a lot of these services become free. Mm-hmm. And the reason they become free is because we, you and me, are the product. And so Google in particular, you don't pay for Gmail, although you can.
Yeah.
You don't pay to use the search engines. You don't pay to go on YouTube, although you can. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because your eyes are what they want. They want to sell you ads. So I believe that AI inevitably will follow the same pattern. Right now, we are still paying for free. They're using our inputs as a way of training the AI.
That's very clever.
Eventually, the AI will serve you ads without you knowing you're getting ads. So that, in my opinion, is where we're headed. And that means we have to be a little bit more careful.
Mm-hmm, definitely, so. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it, all these new things they come out with and how it's helping you and your company save time and probably money, because time is money, isn't it?
It is. It is. Time is definitely money. And one of the things we do in our accounting firm is we try and bring some of the tools the Fortune 500 guys use to the small firms, right down to a single solopreneur. And AI allows us to do that because we certainly couldn't compete with one of the big four accounting firms in offering some of the services we provide. But by using AI, we're able to augment our own offerings. So like when I mentioned how we will be using it to track when client numbers get out of hand. So we don't have to spend time always checking. Now we will, because I like to see clients' numbers, but if you get enough clients, that might not be possible. So
that's a really good point. So we're coming up to every time is an important time for, you know, clients and accountants, but we're coming up to tax time, aren't we?
Yes.
So
we are.
So will it come into, you know, more usefulness then? Is it something you can use to check things or something?
So we tend to use AI less for taxes because it isn't the AI agents are usually a few months behind. So for some things, they don't do a very good job. So we can ask some suggestions for taxes, but we can't get definitive answers yet. AI is a little slow to pick up on things like that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I love your honesty in the sense that you are sharing your experiences. Have you had anything go wrong? Like, obviously, so far it's been all good for our listeners and people who might be thinking of, you know, going that way. But have you had anything where, oh dear, that didn't work out quite right with AI?
Yes. A few of my LinkedIn posts, it totally messed up what I was trying to say. In at least one case, I didn't realize it until after I posted on LinkedIn, and it was some bad advice. I was able to pull it down. That was my own fault, and now I check my posts. And some of the graphics have been wonky, to say the least. So, and I did a, my cat is biting my fingers, so. I did a post about a death spiral on LinkedIn a little while ago, which is an interesting concept we'll have to talk about in another podcast. And I was really pleased with the graphic it created. And then I posted it. And then I was looking, I mentioned the death spiral again. And I went back to look at the graphic and I saw it had posted an entry twice. So I'm sorry, Linda, I just have to show you.
Oh, beautiful. What's the name?
He's Marshall.
Oh, how beautiful. I love putty cats and dog fur babies. They can be a guest anytime they like. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, they are good for our mental health.
They are.
And I'm surprised you've got hair because you must be pulling it out at tax time. Do you remember when you said to us that people come at the last minute wanting the taxes done?
Yes, so. And we're trying to avoid that. But people are coming in. People are starting to ask already. So I've said this before and I'll continue to say it. Don't wait until the last minute. No. Talk to your tax person. Ideally in December.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we're now in January.
Oh, I know.
But there are still some advantages. And I would also add, talk to your tax person, even if you just have hourly income, mm-hmm. because there are some tax strategies you can still implement for the last year. But you have to act quick. So talk to your tax person.
As soon as possible.
As soon as you can, yes.
Because especially plan, prepare. They've got to plan and prepare, haven't they? We talked about that in another podcast, didn't we? It's very important. Also, You've got clients lining up already, and how many clients can you take on at the same time for the tax season? So if they want the best, they've got to contact you early, Peter.
This is true. Thank you. Yes, we're only a two-person firm, and my wife does the taxes. I just do the support, so she'll be swamped before too long.
That's why we won't see a lot of Lisa. So as for AI, you gave us a really clear picture of why you're using it, how you're using it. So any words of wisdom of somebody out there who's never used it yet in the accounting field, how could they start slow?
So the thing is, you can't break anything. So like, just experiment. Take the AI, start asking it questions, there are countless sources in our field that will give you some advice on how to use AI, but you don't have to take the advice. So even if you have no intention of using it, doesn't hurt to play around and ask. Follow your curiosity is what I would say.
It's not going to bite.
Right. Correct.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, I've used it for a few things, and I know Dave, my husband and business partner, uses it a lot more. He uses different ones, but we get so much different advice off people. I think if you can't trust an accountant and he is using AI, who can you trust? Yeah. This is why it's such a good topic for our podcast conversation tonight, isn't it?
It is, and I never worry about asking AI something, because if it's wrong, I just don't have to use the answer, or I can correct it. So that's what I would encourage anyone, not just other accountants, to do. You ask it questions you know the answer to, so then you start to feel a little bit more comfortable with it, and then start expanding your search. And one of the other things you can do, and I do this also a lot, when I have a, it used to be I would go to Google and I would say, how do I make the chicken fried rice? And then you go to Google and you type it in and you'd get 48 websites with how to make chicken fried rice.
Yeah.
Now I go to AI and ask that question. And the answers are interesting sometimes. I'll give you some pretty good recipes, but also some ideas. But that's kind of, in a nutshell, just an example. So
that's a wonderful way to finish this conversation. Peter, I don't know what it is, but you always make me feel happy and smile. And I love hearing what you've got to say. And I love your posts on LinkedIn. So carry on doing the great work.
Thank you. Can I say one thing? I promised last time I was on I had an announcement to make. This is a world exclusive, and it hasn't even been announced yet by the chamber, but I've got it in. My accounting firm, Creative Minds Accounting, works with coaches, artists, musicians, software developers. I didn't say that at the beginning, so I'm saying it now. We have been nominated for the 2025 Innovation Award in business. So, whatever we're doing, some people are liking what we're doing. We have no idea who nominated us.
Oh.
And that's kind of, and we've asked the usual suspects and everyone said no. So we are ecstatic.
It's well deserved, Peter. It really is well deserved. As I say, every time I have a conversation with you and Lisa, there's a lot of interesting conversations, so you've well deserved, both of you, any awards coming your way. And I look forward to another conversation with some interesting topic in February when we are back.
That works for me. I'm sure between the two of us, we'll come up with a good idea.
Oh, I get the good job. I just have to ask questions and listen, and I find out so much. It's lovely. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.